he did stop short of giving us firm commitments in relation, because he did remind us on a few occasions that everything is in the melting pot in terms of coming up with a solution. And ESB, Caolte, government agencies and some community groups are all feeding into this agency. And I suppose what we talked about this morning will also be noted, because they're trying to put together a system that will prevent the reoccurrence of this. Because, you know, we are in the third month of 225 and we need to have something in place for the winter of 225-226 should we have a reoccurrence of winds of that strength or nature again.
So do you feel this is maybe the first step taken into hope that these, you know, we will see adverse weather conditions, but that, you know, the damage that was caused in the recent storm won't happen again? Is this the first step towards making sure those things happen
absolutely.
Again?
Absolutely. I mean, there was lengthy discussion in regard to the corridors that's required in and around the power lines. And there was also a reference to the Christmas trees that were planted a number of years ago in anticipation of Christmas tree market, which never really took off. And now these trees are going up beside and through the power lines and pose a threat to them. All of this, everything was on the table there this morning. But I did honestly get the impression that the minister was, you know, very much up to speed with his department.